Well, man, folks, man, that was pretty cool. That's Devil's Suitcase from my illustrious friends from Down Under at Masonic Temple. And I believe they're coming out here in L.A. or toward in the summer in California to do some recordings, and they're going to have some shows. And by the way, when they do, I'll give you the info for that to see them. And this is, of course, Andrew Fetter. Welcome to When Pigs Fly. Yep, coming here from Las Vegas, Nevada. what a great day, man. It's nice weather. Almost feels like you got a little L.A. weather here. It's been in the 70s here. L.A. By the way, go Lakers. And also, I want to thank BBS Radio for producing my show. And I want to thank all the listeners out there who are listening and future listeners, of course. I do have a few announcements, just let everybody know. One, just to circle it, I don't know if any of you out there probably familiar with Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code in the interest of the Templars and the Knight Templars and all that. But I do have on May 9th a special guest, Marco Maru Pickham, who is of the North American Grand Prior International Order of Gnostic Templars. God, I said that all in one breath. But it should be an extremely fascinating show. I'm very interested in knowing about the Templars and whatnot, and their agnostics and stuff. So it should be a fascinating show. I'm looking for, like I said. And if any of you are out here in Vegas, I believe it is tomorrow, there's a local like artist exhibit and poetry reading from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Saxby's Coffee House. I believe that's 475 West Craig, North Las Vegas. It's being sponsored by Jace Magazine, and there's going to be some poetry reading, and it should be pretty fascinating. In fact, I'll be there, so maybe you can meet, if you would like to meet me, who the hell I am, or whatever. So, that's a couple. And, oh yeah, and I'm also having another book signing event in Henderson, just outside Vegas. So if all you folks are out there, happen to be in Las Vegas during Memorial Weekend on the 24th, that's on a Saturday, 1 to 5, I will have the signing event at the B. Dalton Bookstore in the Galleria Mall in Henderson, 1300 Sunset. And I will be giving, of course, toward the first 5 purchases of my book, The Heretic, which is a sequel to When the Angels Have Risen. I will be giving 5 free books of When the Angels Have Risen. So I'm looking forward to that, and I will be also be doing an event. I've been asked to do a book signing event at the new store, the Border Store in Town Square. That's on the Strip, and I'll get you posted on that. And God, they just won't let me out of Las Vegas here. I'm trying to go outside to do some signing events, and they just won't let me go, but that's fine. So, now also, I'm going to start talking about out-of-body stuff. Everyone, what the hell is all the out-of-body? But first, I'm going to allow call-ins at the bottom of the hour, because I know people are going to have questions and want to know what's up. So, the number here to call in if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is 888-228-4494. And if you're outside the United States or Canada, 877-489-6350. And it's on the right-hand side, so if you didn't catch it, there's the number on there. Oh, yeah, and also to all my Jewish listeners, Chag Sameach, happy Passover. Okay. Well, I know everyone. Out of bodies. What is out of body? Sort of funny because people hear it and it's like the most mysterious thing. They make it like sort of a mysterious phenomenon, some people think. It's actually not so mysterious or so unique. Because when you dream, you're going out of body. But what is out, before I get into the details of what's actually going out of body, maybe I should explain to you what is going out of body. Because everybody goes, well, what are you, you know, you think of it like something you separate from your body, your soul, your consciousness, or what really is it? Well, in a way, and I'm going to do it in a talk just very, very, very briefly in a quantum way, and that's a quantum physics way. So you have a sort of an understanding of our universe on a whole. On this plane that you see with your own eyes, on the physical side, that you actually you see, you perceive as the reality, is where space is three-dimensional and time is one-dimensional. That's the perception now. I realize that. It's only a perception because that's not the reality. And what Einstein has shown that if you go past the speed of light, you bend over and you flip to the other side, which is called the antimatter, because on this side is matter. And the antimatter is where time all of a sudden becomes three-dimensional and space becomes one-dimensional. And that's the area where you go out of your body. That is the area where your spirit, your soul. So there's like two levels that are happening. And they actually coincide because they flip into one to another. You can actually be, which I'll explain, into this side of the reality as opposed to the other reality. So it's very multidimensional. So, now, what is exactly when you're going out of body? People, I don't know if you're familiar with chakras and all that. Some people, they have different names for them and different religious functions or whatever. But on your crown chakra, which is coming from your head, from your base, and I'm talking more like in a finite basis now, but it's really not so much of a finite area because it expands out to the universe. So you'll understand how you, your body and your soul are connected. It's almost, you have your physical body here, which also has a initial information of your spirit. It's almost like a thumb sticking through your head into your body, which is your kundalini, the energy that runs down through the middle of your section, and it goes out, which is then what they call the oversoul, which right before the oversoul is your, I'm sure people have heard, your higher self. And then above the higher self is a connection to the universe, because we're definitely all connected, and you have multiple souls. You may even have a twin soul. I mean, it can go, it goes on and on. But that is basically the connection where you come in and out from your this embodiment that you are in right now, that you perceive as your body, which is your body. Your consciousness is in it, because that's how you speak. You're basically, it's almost like you have a little computer. The Pentium thing or the Mac controller is your consciousness. And it's almost like a bubble that floats up and down. And then there's your higher self, which is another control factor. So, what happens when you go out of body? What is going out of body? So that's trying, so you have a visual of what's happening. When you die, your consciousness, your soul leaves through your crown. When you're born, it goes back through your crown into your embodiment. When you have a dream, you actually pull out, you leave through that crown, same mechanism. It's almost like that's the portal where you leave. That's the connection. And so you have that visual of what's happening, where it's coming out. That's basically what's happening. I don't know what's happening. Now, on when you dream, you're also going out of body, like I had mentioned. The only difference between what you understand as going out of body is that you consciously go out of body. When you're dreaming, your higher self, your unconscious self, you are going out of body. So you're always going out of body. When you sleep and you're going into that dream state, you're going out of body. When there's also mechanisms where people utilize religious forms, like in the Kabbalistic way, they call it in Judaism, called the Merkava, leaving your body. They do, you do chants and stuff like that, or you meditate and you can go out of body, which I'm going to get into. And there are also mechanisms like within the Indian, the Native Americans utilize, and you've heard like the Lakota Indians and Shoshone or whatever, and they use different, whether it's hallucinogenic, like the opiates might utilize peyote, or you might be utilizing a mechanical basis of stress on your body to make you walk through the other side. Almost sounds like the doors right now, taking and breaking onto the other side. That way is a method of getting you out of your body. And you're still doing the same mechanics. It's just a different methodology. So understanding that, there's some issues that people have to relate to when they're going out of body. Some issues, for example, of the systems when you're out of body and you have those dreams and you sometimes see certain things, there's information that's being out there because there's multitude of information when you're out of body, both unconsciously and consciously. So you are being received information. And it's also based on your own perception, which I'll also get into. And then there's the issues of deja vu. When you come to a situation, and you go, boy, I felt like I was here, or I met you, or been there, and you feel deja vu, that's because in your dream state, when you have gone out of body, like I said, you are in the area of where time is three-dimensional. That means past, future, and present, meaning you could have went ahead into your future unconsciously or through your higher self, been there, interacted in a situation, and then came back. So that when you come back into this reality on this side, on the matter side, not the antimatter, then you come in and go, oh, wow, man, this feels familiar, like deja vu, you know? But that's what you are reflecting, all right? So there's a basic consciousness that happens, a basic system that happens, and like I said, there's multiple forms when you go out of body. You know, like I said, there's the unconscious and consciousness. So we're going to get into the conscious form because that's what people are curious about. How do I push myself to go out of body? Now, you know, I'll relate to, like, I'll give you an example. My first time I consciously went out of body, God, this is like over 17 years ago. I've been doing this so much. I got myself in a very relaxed state. And by the way, I was at the time, in which, by the way, this information, a lot of it is, you know, dedicated to Janae Sinclair, who she passed away back in 95, was my teacher and mentor, along with her husband, Elliot Atlas, and they had taught me and how to do a lot of this stuff. And when I first did it, I got very into a very relaxed state. I did certain methodologies, which that will be the surprise I'm going to give at the last quarter of the hour. That's the surprise. I will walk everybody here through a meditation to go out of body. So anyway, I got into this state, and I practiced just pulling up. Of course, bubbling up, which I'll get into. And when I first did, it was like really strange. It was like almost floating. I had done that one time before by accident, where I almost like pulled out from myself. I fell a deep sleep, and I pulled myself almost like a lion, and then popped back down. But this one, it was more like I levitated, and that's why I was going, "Whoa, what the hell?" And then you feel at first like very light, very your body almost like a dead weight, and your consciousness separate. And what I first realized is when I saw my physical form on this reality there, and my conscious form above it. And it feels a little like almost, I don't know if everybody's ever flown in a helicopter, it's like that sort of feeling. You got a little tickle in your belly, call it. And that's where it felt at first. So that's how, you know, anyway, that was one of my first experiences. And later on, as I started utilizing going out further and further, I'd go now out from beyond my, just above myself. I'd go further, like within the room, and I'd practice, and then after going outside my room, I was just within my room, then I'd try to, my bedroom, and I'd try to go out, let's say, within, you know, the living room, and eventually on top of the house, or out in the street, and I go further and further on this plane. But while I do that, the most important thing I learned, before I even did all this stuff, were some elements that are extremely important to know. Now, I'm not giving you people rules, because there are no such thing as rules. These are recommendations. It's like I'm telling you, these are things that why I say recommendations is from my experiences and from what I had learned. Like, you know, I wouldn't tell somebody, hey, there's a red light, drive through the red light every time you go through it, because you'll get hit with oncoming traffic. And it's sort of the same thing in when you go out of body. There are certain situations that you have to realize. Probably the first most important thing before utilizing going out of body is always, and you should be doing this on a spiritual basis, is learning to bubble up, having your protective shield, your energy field around you. Though that our consciousness is always connected with every all things, there's a separation that you have to have, sort of like your own protection. Because you're going to want to utilize that around your physical body as well when you leave your body. The second thing you should be aware of, that there is a connection always with your soul as you're out and with your physical body. It is, people call it the cord, and it's sort of like a little attachment. It's almost like an energy field, energy line that's connected to your physical body. So when you're pulled out, you're always connected to your physical body. But if that cord ever gets cut, that's where you hear people go into a coma and they never come back. And then there's what they call step-ins, where somebody goes on a coma or loses it, and almost like somebody else, there's souls out there that will step in that are not connected, and then the person's all of a sudden, you know, some weird, crazy dude or whatever. And that can happen too. And now I'm not placing any fear, because that's another issue. I'm just telling you what the situation is. So it's very important why you have bubble up. It's always, that's another thing, is ask your guides to protect you. Always go with their, you know, protection, because they will protect you and help you. And if you ever go into a situation that you do not know what it is, you do feel a little fearful, and that's understandable, get the hell out of there. Rule number one, that's not a rule, that's a recommendation. And you can, and since time is so non-issue, you can get right back in. You have your connection is your body. So look, within a New York second, you're back into your physical body. So there is, or even less, I mean, it's like almost instantaneous. So there's no way, if some entity or something happens out there that you're not familiar with or you're afraid of, because if you do things in the light, there are, for every action, there's a reaction. There are definitely elements out there that walk in the dark that might want to do something negative. And then know this, they can never do anything as long as you, you know, have your cord, feel protected, and you can always go back. Just get the hell out of there. Don't try to take them on. So that's one element. That's only one issue. The other elements that I want to get into is that besides the bubbling up that I had just mentioned, the utilization of going out of body. You can utilize it when you're meditating. You can utilize it when you're healing or going through regression or learning or manifesting, which is more of a heavier way. And, you know, some people can go out and you can actually go to other planets, other dimensions. You might meet other guides, other energy forms. There is a multitude of levels of using it. And like, for example, for me, I use it and enjoy the experience for what it is and utilize it for what it is. So when I go out, for example, if I'm doing a meditation and there's a group of people, I will naturally, just because I've done it so much, and probably also some say it's astrologically, if you have a lot of Pisces in your thing or whatever, a little bit of Pisces, you have a tendency to go out more, or any water signs. But I will go out really quickly. So that's another thing, by the way. You always keep yourself grounded for those who feel lightheaded. That's like the pull, the connection, your lower self and your higher self. It's almost like a boomerang. And like I said, another thing, if any of you who have any questions about this, feel free in contacting me at flyingpigs@artlover.com. That's my email address. or you can always contact me at MySpace, /Andrew Fetter, and I'll do my best to get back with you and answer any questions that you may have. The other thing about, of course, I mentioned bubbling up and the cord, but there's also the fears and perceptions and what happens. So whatever you take out that you have a belief system, you go out, it is out there too. And this is very important to understand. And one of the best movies that actually was, my mentors had me, especially Ellie, had me to watch before I started actually going out of body, which I highly recommend, is rent the movie called Dreamscape. And that sort of gives you the understanding of what happens when you're on the other side. Because you, whatever fears or perceptions that you have, you carry with you on the other side. And those things will be utilized, could or may be utilized against yourself. So if you have a fear of something, that will be thrown back at, that can be thrown back in. Not will be, but can be utilized toward you. And this is not to throw out another fear. Oh boy, what I'm scared to go out. But that is the reality, that when you go out, you're throwing, your perception is going out. That's like when people die and they see like an entity, they see a Jesus, and then they believe that entity is Jesus. That's because their belief system is it, or their belief system is Moses or Buddha or whatever. That's your perception of that entity is perceived what on your belief system, which is part of your matrix, that information. So when you go out, that's what's going to be reflected back towards you in many moments. You know, I mean, you may have revelations of information that has nothing to do with what's the reality, but you're perceiving it in a different manner. Okay, so that's another issue that I felt was really very important, and the fear factor, and not get overcome by it. So the other issue besides going out, and when you do go out, is I think there's a thing called, I believe, always you, in any experience, you do it within grace. So when I do it, I always thank God and the universe for giving me the experience, because it's the gratitude for doing it. And by the way, when people go out of body, it's not like a ranking in psychic abilities, because I don't believe in that. I think some people are more clairvoyant in different ways. I think, and it just happens in this lifetime, we have our own situations and own, I wouldn't call it abilities, but at the time, ways of doing things. Some people might be clairvoyant, more healing, and that might be because for many lifetimes, it may be things that are left dormant, too, for certain reasons. And some people are not allowed to go out of body for their own protection. So don't be feeling bad that you can't go out of body or at this moment, or you tried and nothing, you don't feel nothing happening, or you don't feel like you're able to do it, or it's fine, because everybody has their time. And it's not we're not in a race here to see who gets to first or second or third first. Like I said, it's all depending on the situation. There might be a reason why, for your own protection, that you're not allowed to. It may be you're given information during dreams, while your dreams, rather opposed consciously, because out of your own protection. It might be because maybe there's so many fear issues, or at the time you may have a lot of negative things around you that you're being protected from not taking with you. Because like I said, when you go out, that's right in front of you. So you have to be very, very centered. Like when I usually go out, I will not go out when I know I'm not feeling centered at all. If I'm sick, I don't do it. Oh, and another thing, if you are, and I'm being judgmental here, if you are medicating, smoking a little bit, drinking a little bit, whatever, I do not recommend that you try to go out of body. Because like I said, what you perceive outside will reflect. And if your energy field is clouded, because when you get high or loaded or whatever, your energy field is actually clouded. And so that you'll take that clouded energy with you a lot of times. And that cloudiness will affect your perception once outside, and it could, you know, affect your experience. With that, no, we're on the bottom of the hour. So those folks out there who are listening live, feel free in calling in if you have any questions. I'd be happy to explain any questions you have about going out of body. It's actually pretty simple when you get down to the issue of it. But it is, like most things that are really very simplified, most things are made to look more complicated than they really are. And what I try to do on my show is try to show that spirituality is actually very simple. And people may, you know, write millions of books and have millions of prose and say a whole bunch of stuff and rhetoric and elaborate more than it really is. And, you know, like I said, write books, make movies or whatever, have talk shows like me. But it's a lot of the stuff I explain is always pretty simple when you get down to it. It's nothing very complicated. It's all simplified. It's just knowing there's certain mechanisms to be aware of in our realities that are around us in a very quantum-like way. Now, I did mention that there is this methodology could be utilized when you go out of body. You do, since time is an element, it's also utilized for going, you can be utilized it through regressions. And there's a method of doing a meditation which does do that, and I do regressions. In fact, if you read in my book, I don't know if people have had it, The Heretic, actually those three lifetimes that I mentioned are actually my own personal lifetimes, but the methodology in it of going, the meditation methodology in it is actually a methodology for actually going out of body and going through a regression. So that's one way of doing it. So, excuse me, I'm drinking all this coffee here because I love the taste of caffeine. Gets my blood going. And I can, you know, there's all kinds of methods. You know, like I said, there's the simple method of regression, the simple method of just going out of body. And in my experiences alone, I can tell you, like, there are times when I've been out and I almost see, like, watching, like, light strands. It's hard to explain, but it's like light strands of energy flying around. And you zoom through those portholes and you're taken to another area. And that's basically how I utilize what you can call it, almost like the matrix of out-of-body experience. It is like a matrix. Because when you're out, it's so multiple utilized. You realize you're just an energy form. Now, most people, when they come out in the very beginning, they'll see actually their, like, almost a silhouette of their cells outside of the body, because, again, that's their perception, so it makes them feel comfortable. You'll see, like, your hands and your eyes and your face, and, you know, you look down and you see your hand out and your arm out, and that's more of a perception of what it looks like when you're first going out. And it may be other times that always happens. I mean, I still see that sometimes when I go out of body. Other times, it's just like a little, like I said, it's almost like a little light thing, and you're flying through this little universe. And sometimes when I'm going through and then it ends, and then I'm like, I've had timings where I'm sitting in a class, or sitting in a, not really a class, but like a, almost like a library, and I'm being taught stuff, or taken to different dimensions. I've had where I've been taking deja vu, taking areas ahead of areas and saw glimpses of things in the future, and then taken back and not knowing why I was shown these things, and later on I find out why I was shown those things. Just to be aware of them. Sometimes some things are not completely shown, so that, you know, it's like you don't, if you tell somebody their complete future, then why walk and experience it? So going into future events is very unique, but very difficult to take in, because a lot of we have a duality in our in future reality and timeline events. Likewise, if you go back in time, it's like the old phenomena that if I remember Einstein saying, well, here's the paradox of if you were able to go back in time, if you went back in time before you were born and killed your mother, how could that be? Well, the situation, timeline, somehow has a meaning effect. So let's say you were able to do that, if you went back in time and did something as sick as that, and killed your mom before you were born, then you, the matrix of the future, or the present form, on this line, something would happen to that person, you or whatever, would get killed, because you couldn't live physically on this physical planet. So time element has a way of mending itself. It's not always absolute, but it always can be fixed. I don't want to really get into the regressions of time, but that's so people how I know are going to go be curious about some elements of that. The other experiences I've had, which I find always happens, is, to me it's pretty cool, it's pretty unique, is whenever I have a healing, by the way, if any of you are out here in Las Vegas, and whenever you do need a healing or happen to be out in Vegas, I highly recommend, and I know I've said it in past shows, a young lady named Sun. She does great Reiki healings, and you can get her contact information at epichealing.com. But whenever I do any get healed or healings, I have a tendency really quickly to pull out. So I usually tell the person and that when I do go out, that when you do the healing, just to warn them that I will be pulling out. Because sometimes some people get totally freaked out. I've had healers when they do that, all of a sudden they go, like they... I'll be floating above, looking down, watching them on my body. And I'll be sitting on the ceiling, or like looking down, sitting, I've had where I'd be sitting, I say like in a lotus position with a couple of my guys, and then they're really realizing that I'm watching down on them, and then they get all freaked out over it because I have a tendency to do that. So I usually warn people, those who do healings, and when I do get a healing, about that situation. So, and also I know if people who are afraid of calling, which is understandable, and if they're a little bit on the shy end, that's fine as well. Again, you can always contact me, and I will discuss any information that you want, not only on this show, which deals with out going out of body, but I will be discussing how to go out of body, I mean, other issues, you know, my past shows. And please do check out my past shows as well. Now, got like 5 more minutes where I'm going to get into, perform a meditation. So any of you out there, just, you know, I will be doing that in, like, first person, by the way, so that when I'm speaking, it'll be like I'm talking and you can always keep this. And if you can't do it right now, which is understandable, or want to listen to in the future, you know, download it or whatever for the future. Obviously, you're not listening in your car unless you have, you know, some unique computer system where you can listen to the radio live on the Internet. But when you do get into a situation where you can get in a very relaxed place, whether it's on your bed or your floor, your carpet, or on a massage table that has, you know, any place that you're very, very comfortable, try to get away from a lot of distractions and noise, because in the beginning you got to have yourself separating yourself from this reality, and then so it allows you, because you will always hear things on both. It'll be like really strange. You're going to hear like a duality. You can be lying down, out of body. Your body will actually hear, and you'll hear no things that are happening around you, near you. Like I've had where, because I have a couple cats. If I'm doing it and my door's open, my cat, I may have a cat that'll be circling me, especially one. She will be circling around me while I'm out. And I know it because I feel it. But I will be out. And it was like, it's sort of weird. It's like you have like a little radio hooked up to your body, and you got little cameras on your physical, and you may be, in a whole another dimension, but you know what's going on, you know. And you have, if you have little kids or whatnot, it's best like to keep it separate, because if they go, hey, mommy, I need to get this, you know, it's going to be really distractive for you. You'll pop in and it's not going to be no problem. But oh, another thing is when you come back in your, you go out of body a lot, what happens, another thing is, you'll feel like you've slept all your life. You know, it's a quick way, not on your physical way, but mentally, to catch up on your sleep. If you go out of body for, like, say, half an hour, and that's on this time level, you may feel like you've been out for hours, you know, and that half an hour out, by the way, on this time is a lot. Because even if you go 15, 20 minutes, it'll be actually a long time. You may feel like you're out for an hour, but then it's only 15 minutes or 20 minutes or half an hour. You'll notice when you come back that you're, like, wide awake. Now, physically, in your physical body, you may need actual real sleep, which is a characteristic of a lot of shamans and people who do utilize going out of body a lot, and they use it sometimes a way of keeping themselves, you know, and they do it a quick way of catching up on sleep. But it can also, you'll see that it'll affect their bodies, because they're not actually, they'll feel tired, so they physically can't do a lot of things they should be doing. So it'll affect their body. So, you know, keep in shape and stuff, like whether exercise and stuff like that, which is another important element. I've always been told, I always feel, another recommendation, keep yourself always as much as you can physically fit, because not only helps you, you know, physically, but on your spiritual side, it keeps you grounded. Like I said, there's a connection that keeps you on this planet, that physical side. And when that, if you're not totally grounded on this planet, this physical form, on this reality, your body, and what'll happen is your soul will pull out, and that's when you die. You know, that's when people, you know, the body becomes dysfunctional. You'll notice, like, when people become very old and they're, you know, God, it looks like death upon their face or something like that. You'll see they're not totally grounded on this planet, on this plane, and their spirit soul is already almost like a mercury bubble going in and out of through their crown and above. This is also a tendency where people who become extremely enlightened, you'll see that glow upon their forehead because that bubble is moving up and down. But they always, to do it, keep yourself always grounded, because they're getting information from above, and it's always around their crown, because they're going out of their body and receiving the information. I mean, there's a plethora of information out there that when you go out, you'll take in, and you may not know it, but it's in you. You'll come up and you'll say certain things that you never were aware of, that you knew. You'll have information embedded for you when it comes to being that down the line, out of nowhere, you just know it. It's almost like a click switch. And that happens a lot of times when you go out of body. You're going out, and this is not just information from past lives. I'm talking about information passed on to you from this present life, because we always carry information with us from lifetime to lifetime. But then you'll get into that understanding of where you're at. And it's almost, excuse me, having a little Starbucks sip again, time for meditation hour. So like I said, I'm going to do this in first person. And first, again, I want to thank Janae Sinclair and Ellie Atlas for this information they had passed on to me, and now I'm passing on to you. I know some people might feel weird about doing stuff like that, but I always think it's a blessing for me anyway. Whenever I get an opportunity to learn something, I always feel great to pass it on to somebody else, just like it was passed on to me, and they were passed on from somebody else. You know, it's like passing on one to another. So First, I want to thank God and the universe for this experience which I'm about to have. And I want everybody to feel very comfortable, get in a very, very, very comfortable space. I would like you to find a chair, or not even a chair actually, I'd rather you being lying down, preferably on your back. And if you can't, that's understandable. But it's best that you're lying on your back. I don't really want to get into why, because that's a whole other thing. Whether it's on your carpet, on your floor, on a bed, like I said. And don't cross your leg, have your legs open naturally. Your arms at your side. Now you can put them on your stomach or whatever, but whatever feels really comfortable. I just want you in a very relaxed state. And don't clench your hands or fold them or anything like that. Things should be more open. So if you have your hands on your stomach, leave them open, because there's a reason for that. That's my recommendation. And I want you to get in a very, very relaxed state. Now I will go into first person. Oh, by the way, first person, I. I'm starting to feel very, very relaxed. Feeling a weightiness running through me. I can hear everything around me, whether it's the birds chirping or just a simple silence. I'm feeling very tired, almost like asleep. But yet, I'm awake. I hear everything. I feel everything around me. And as I do, the first thing I do is I have this golden bubble I envision around my body. And as this bubble forms, I become more relaxed. And I feel more relaxed. My feet feel like a liquid being poured in through my feet. I'm feeling pushing out all those distractions, like phones, noises. I'm pushing them out. I hear them, but they don't really affect me. And I look at my feet and I feel this like bluish liquid running through them, almost of light. And it's turning green and it's turning yellow. And it turns brilliant white. And as it starts flowing from my feet become extremely heavy, and then I don't feel them. And then it merges within my calves. And then I don't feel that either. Then my knees. Then my thighs. Everything becoming extremely weighted. Almost like I'm being swallowed up by the floor beneath me. I feel so weighted. And this liquid-like energy is running through me. And it's pulling me further into weightlessness. I feel so tired, so relaxed. Everything feels so calm. All my thoughts have left. I'm feeling so relaxed. This energy is running through my abdomen and then into my chest cavity. I'm feeling so weighted. My arms are like melting off into the ground. And then my head feels pulled back. I feel so weighted. And relaxed. I can hear the supple noises, but I am feeling extremely relaxed. Now I visualize, I feel my consciousness running through me, through the center of my head, on the crown, rolling all the way down to my buttocks, between my legs into the ground. My kundalini energy, the center of me, that thread of energy of my consciousness running in and out. I feel so relaxed. And now I feel sort of like a lifting, a lightness, a separation. And I ask my guides, and I thank them for helping me for this experience that I'm about to go upon. And I have a bubble that's around my body that's still maintained. And I feel my consciousness within me slowly separating a little bit, almost like slightly out of above me, just slightly, and then back in. I'm moving back again, slightly, and then back in. I'm patiently moving, feeling the separation of my physical body and my consciousness. And I pull out a little bit more. And I feel my consciousness almost slightly in and out of my body. Halfway in, halfway out. And now coming up further out of my body. And I feel myself slightly levitating within my body and out of my body. I feel my consciousness separated and pulling out. And now I go up further. And now my head is pulling out from my head. I start pulling up further, and I see my room around me, all the things around it. I look to the right, I look to the left, I look above and I see everything, as if I'm awake, but I visually see everything, but in my unconscious state, separation of the physical reality of where my body is right now. I slowly pull out further, and I sit up, and I look even further out, and I pull out further, and further, and I ask my guides where they take me, I will enjoy this experience, and I look forward to it. And I thank them for protecting me. And I put a bubble of light now of who's around my now conscious self. There's one on my body, and there's a bubble now around my soul. And now I'm out. I feel free. I feel light. I feel like I'm levitating above my body. And I feel like I can go anywhere. I am everywhere. I decided to go a little bit further. Now, I'm now further above my body. And with that, everyone, I hope you've enjoyed this. When you come back the same way you came in. And God bless you all. Bye.